Good afternoon. Thank you for calling customer support. This is Vicky. How can I help you?
Hi, Vicky. I have a charge on my credit card statement for $49.97, and I'm not certain who you are.
Okay, ma'am. I'd be more than happy to assist you with that. May I have your zip code so I can locate that account, please?
Yes, it's 28403.
And your first and last name, please?
Linda Venters.
Okay, you said Venters, V-E-N-T-E-R-S?
Yes.
Okay, that didn't pull up an account. May I have a phone number to try to locate that account?
910-264-6500.
Thank you. Okay, there you are. And can you verify your shipping address for me, Ms. Venters, for security purposes on this account?
148 Edgewater Lane, Wilmington, North Carolina.
Thank you, ma'am. One moment. Okay, Ms. Venters, it says that on the 6th of September, you ordered a pulse oximeter and paid the shipping cost of $670. They've been charging you $49.97 because they enrolled you in something called the Factory Direct Savings Store. That's the membership fee for this vendor. They gave you a $125 gift card for each month you're enrolled as a member, so you can shop online at this place called the Best Consumers Gadgets Club, which is an online web store.
What? Tell me that again.
They charged you $49.97 because they enrolled you in something called the Factory Direct Store. They give you
What did I buy?
Sorry. It was a pulse oximeter.
That came, according to my records, from Blue Cross Blue Shield.
That what you did a survey for them and they offered you the pulse oximeter for just the shipping?
I think so, yes.
Well, there should have been a disclaimer that came up, Ms. Venters, stating that they were going to enroll you in the Factory Direct Store. And it doesn't come up until after you pay that shipping cost.
Did I pay the shipping cost?
Yes, ma'am, $670. But again, that was back 9/6/21. That was back in last year, September of last year.
9/6/21. All right, so now this $49.97. What is it I'm getting for that?
A $125 gift card to the Best Consumers Gadgets Club. They should have sent a link, Ms. Venters, to your email address so you could access that voucher and use it online. I can give you that email support address so you can request another link be sent to your email so you can access that voucher.
Have I been charged more than the $49.97? More than one time or just this one time?
No, ma'am. They started charging you back in September of last year.
Monthly?
Yes, ma'am.
I don't remember seeing this on my start on my statement.
Let's see.
I mean, going through my credit card statement today, and I didn't recognize anything about that. I did receive a pulse oximeter, but I thought it was from my insurance company that was free. And first things first, I do not remember authorizing this $50 a month charge at all. Don't remember any. If I paid shipping, I probably did do that, but I don't remember even seeing this charge before.
Now, it was declined before, but it went through the majority of those times since then. Now, and until the last time you were charged was $127, it's a monthly fee. Until you call in to cancel, they'll continue to charge you, Ms. Venters. This is a third-party call center. We provide the customer support for this particular online vendor.
This is a big, big scam, it sounds like to me. I think I've been had.
They do offer a 35% refund on that last charge of $49.97. That would be $17.48.
Okay. All right. If you can give, I do, no, the telephone number I've just called is you.
Yes, ma'am.
All right. Can you give, so I want to cancel it as of now. I will not authorize any further charges.
Yes, ma'am.
That through here. And if you can give me a telephone number, a link, I mean, this is pretty crazy. It's crazy that this has gone through and I didn't notice it before, but if
right.
A link or an email or a telephone number for, so what is the name of the company?
Factory Direct Store. Hang on just a moment.
Okay.
And I have an email support address where you can email them directly.
Okay.
Let's see. Let me find it. Okay. It's going to be the word, everything is in lowercase, and it's the
okay.
word support, S-U-P-P-O-R-T, the at symbol.
Okay.
Then the word buy, B-U-Y, top, T-O-P, consumer, C-O-N-S-U-M-E-R, deals, plural, D as in David, EALS.com.
Okay. Everything is lowercase, support at buy, top, consumer, deals.
Yes, ma'am.
.com.
Yes,
right.
Ma'am. Yes, correct. And I have a cancellation number for you as well.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay, just one moment. It's going to be C as in cancel.
Okay.
258. 828. 737.
828-737.
Okay. Yes, ma'am. And I refunded that amount back to your Visa card ending 2752. It should be 3 to 5 business days before you see that money back on your card, Ms. Venters. And I sent
and
you
that's
a cancel.
That's the 1748.
Yes, ma'am. I also sent you a cancellation
okay.
confirmation and a refund confirmation to lhventers@gmail.com. You should receive those emails
okay.
shortly, no longer than 24 to 48 hours.
Okay. So the cancellation number, let me make sure I've got it right. Is it capital C?
Either. It doesn't matter. The C just doesn't symbolizes
matter.
Cancel.
Right. So, yeah. Okay. C, 258-828-737.
Yes, ma'am. That's correct.
Okay. All right. All right. So that's all I can do is to email the company and,
well, for one, you can request your vouchers because, they were supposed to give you $125 each month on a, gift card. Now the gift card is actually going to be a voucher that you use online. It's all going to be virtual. It's not a physical card, but you ask them to resend you the link to access that gift card.
So it's a gift card for $125 a month. It's a gift card or a voucher or something for
right.
$125, right?
Yes, right.
Okay. Okay. All right. Okay. So I will email them. Use this cancellation number to cancel everything, request vouchers or gift cards at $125 a month since September.
Yes,
is
ma'am.
Is that right?
Now, there was one month that was declined. Let me go back and see. Well, your bank did decline it. Let me make sure they didn't approve it that same month. Because be that the case, they charge you five times. So that's five times 125. It was declined 11-11, but they came back 11-26 and charged you for the month of November too. So it's 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Yeah, so five times 125 is what they owe you.
They charged me five times at 125.
At $49.97. But the gift card, yeah, they were supposed to give you 125 five times.
Okay. All right. This is a crazy deal they've done in it. How
yes.
in the world I agree to that? Wow. Wow. Okay, well, I think I appreciate your help. I've got the telephone number to get back with you, but I think
yes,
I've
ma'am.
Got everything that I need to get here. So support by Top Consumer Deals. Okay. All right, I appreciate it very much. What is your name?
Vicki with an I, V-I-C-K-I.
Vicki. And, of course, I'm Linda. Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
All right, Vicki. Is there anything else I would need?
No, ma'am.
When I contact them?
Okay. No, ma'am. That's it.
All right. So you have canceled it as of today.
Yes, ma'am.
All right. So we will decline every. We declined it one time and then they charged it again. Is that correct?
Yes, ma'am. Mm. They declined it on 11-11, but then they ran it again 11-26 and they approved that one.
How could they do that, wonder? If we declined it on 9...
The bank declined it, but when they sent it through again, 9 days later, they approved it. Well, not 9 days, 11 and 2 weeks later, pretty much. 11 and then the 26th is the day it was approved.
Yeah. It's crazy, crazy stuff. Okay. I appreciate your help.
Thank you, Ms. Linda. You have a good weekend, and thanks for calling customer support, ma'am. You stay safe.
Okay. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Thanks for calling customer support.